Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. I am your host, Steve, and I just wanted to give a big thank you to all 80 countries who have viewed the show so far. I just checked last night. It looks like we finally hit that 8-0 number. I'm going to have to do a recount. Last night was an interesting night. You'll see in a minute. But I am starting to get more and more DMs, which I thank all of you for. I actually really enjoy hearing from you from around the world. I've heard from people from Canada and the UK and parts of Africa and just all over the place, you know, questions and comments and things, and even just little chit-chatting, kind of like a text message, which I don't mind. It is hard to get to all those. You know, I do work for a big Fortune 200 company, and it really does consume a lot of my time. I don't get a lot of free time. So, you know, little messages like a text message are hard to get to. I try to focus more on questions and comments and ideas. You know, people do have ideas about shows or things that they've been studying and things like that, which I like to hear those things. So that's always cool. It's hard to respond. And when it comes to questions, like I say this all the time, I told this to there's one person that sends me messages all the time, always asking questions. And basically, I'm not like a teacher or a mentor, you know. I can point people in the right direction, like if they're having trouble with their research, you know, or they're studying a certain topic. I can lend a hand and say, you know, here's what I found in search engines and in articles and stuff. One second here. Made me a mocha this morning. But as far as me sitting down and explaining certain things, I'm not a professor. You know, I'm not this outstanding scholar or anything. I just simply have an ability that we all have to channel information through the quantum field of information. And what I do is I go through that and I interpret it the best of my ability. And that's why I can't teach it, because when you go through that and start interpreting it to the best of your ability, our interpretations are going to be different. We understand things a certain way. That's how our brains work, and every person has a different mindset. But I mean, I'll answer them the best I can. You know, I don't know everything, that's for sure. And there are several questions that were asked that, I mean, I just don't know. I'm happy to learn a little bit about it, but I don't know, you know? I wish I did, I wish I had it all. But anyway, I'm just basically saying thank you. I really do enjoy the DMs and the messages and the comments. I think it's very cool. This month is December. It is the end of the year here in the United States of America, and I'm pretty sure in most countries. And I'm going to send out two little social media ads. It's something I try to do every year. One is something I was called to do last night, which we'll get to in a minute. And the other is just a big thank you ad. Every few months, I send a big thank you ad. I list all the countries that have tuned into the show and say, hey, man, thanks for listening. Please share, please like, you know, and share it with a friend or something. Usually get a bunch of likes, you know, usually get like 80,000 likes and like, I don't know, 5,000 shares. I can't remember the stats off the top of my head. It usually goes pretty good. It's pretty cool to see. So I'll be doing that this month as well. You know, throw a like, send it out, retweet it. You know, you can follow me on social media at Impossible Steve on Facebook, at Impossible Steve on Instagram, and at Impossible Steve 1 at on Twitter or X or whatever you call it. And X is at Impossible STEV1. It won't let me do the whole thing. I think someone had it or something. But today's topic is interesting and very important. I'm going to discuss Luciferian energy and is this the Great Tribulation? And I've been really wanting to do this show for a long time, and because of that, I have been getting my ass kicked for probably 3 weeks, last night being the hardest out of it all. These forces do not like it when you discuss and uncover them. They hate it. They love laying in the shadows and being quiet and stealth mode, and can't stand it when you reach their frequency. Not to mention it lowers your frequency. These beings, even though they can be quite powerful, have a lower frequency, and when you tap into that, your frequency lowers. As a matter of fact, last night God's like, Steve, you have got to stop. And I'm like, hold on a minute. And even God tried to intervene. End result was I didn't get the information I was looking for, and I literally woke up limping. Like, I have a limp in my leg. I totally got my ass kicked last night on a spiritual level, and really just quite frankly don't feel good, to be honest with you. So basically, I want to discuss the Luciferian energy. Lucifer, you know, the fallen angel, the one people refer to as the devil. Because number one, he's an asshole. And number two, a lot of people they see it every day and don't even really realize it. You know, after I listened to a great podcast, I'm going to put several links on this. I don't know what platform you use, but if you do use Spotify, you are able to see the links that I post. Also, I will post this on social media, and you'll see those links as well. But there are several podcasts I've turned into that are discussing today's topic. I did get a lot of information, so I'm not going to repeat their show. I'm not going to steal their thunder, because these men and women have worked hard to get where they're at. But I do want to tell people about them. And Gigi Young said it best, who's a podcaster, philosopher, spiritualist, if you will. She said, I appreciate the information getting out there. She said, I don't like it when other people discuss my topics, because even though they're trying to be intellectual, if I even said that right, they're not explaining it correctly. And I respect that. I'm still going to talk about it. But she's right. I'm not going to explain it the way that she is able to explain it. So that's why I'm posting the links and encouraging you to go look at some of these links and listen for it and interpret the information yourself. I love talking about it. I'm fascinated. This show is, by the way, going to be a more spirituality show than anything. And you'll see, I mean, we're discussing Luciferian energy and is this the Great Tribulation? That's the topic of the show. You know, we're going to be discussing, you know, the Luciferian energy, Ahriman, who's one of the other Satans, the 12 senses, tribulation, things that are going on right now, and why. And all these links I post are talking about what's going on today. Are talking about the Luciferian Ahriman energies, are talking about all kinds of stuff, you know. And it was amazing to find it. And honestly, I found them all right around the same time, and everyone was kind of doing the shows right around the same time. So the information was trying to get out at the same time. They were only days apart. Honestly, or maybe a week apart. So everyone has been called, and that's why it encourages me to do this, because if when everyone's called like that to preach the same, you'll see, you'll click on the links, you'll listen, they're all talking about the same shit in a different way. And it was truly amazing that it all went on around the same time. These people, they know who each other are, but they don't like hang out and talk to each other on the phone. I can tell you, I know this. I know they don't. I just know. So for them to be doing this all at once, I'm like, we got to get this information out. This is important. There's a reason everyone's doing this at the exact same time. So I was delayed, obviously. I've been, like I said, attacked spiritually because I know what's going on. And when you know what's going on, these things get pissed, bottom line. And they even have you attack yourself. They'll turn your own ego against you. This is really their number one weapon. I've talked about ego in several other podcasts. Alan Watts, if you never heard of Alan Watts, a great philosopher, he talks about the ego a lot. I encourage you to check that out. Carl Jung, a psychologist from forever ago, talks about the ego a lot. I encourage you to check out that information. But what's important to know is the Luciferian, people are calling it the Luciferian energy. G.G. Jung mentions this. Alex Jones, I believe, mentions this. And it's an energy, right? As we know, Lucifer was, you know, second of command, if you will, right underneath God, you know, right above all the other angels for some reason who tried to overthrow God. So, and by doing that, he separated himself from God. And even Alex Jones will talk about this, about how that's what hell really is. That's not really what hell really is, but it would be hell to be separated from God, from your creator, because God is the energy, the love, the passion, compassion, just of everything that is good. Anything that you can think of that is good, and things that you can't think of because we don't know everything that is good, because it's just too much knowledge. That's what God is. And to be separated from that, you wouldn't have any of that. You think you would, but because you are aware of some of these things, but you separated yourself from it. So you are truly the opposite once you separate yourself from God of everything that God is. But it doesn't mean that the energy's bad. People say, oh, Lucifer, you know, he's evil, he's bad. You know, I see that a mile away. Luciferian energy can be quite pleasant at first. And you're going to see why. You know, there's a reason why Lucifer is the master of deception. Everything starts out fun and loving and innocent. It really does. And then it turns into a fucking nightmare. It's the craziest shit you've ever even seen. So basically, God is an energy. We channel to God, we pray to God, we connect with God. You know, that's what human beings were created to do. Live on earth, you know, talk one-on-one with God and just be happy. God gave us free will. Alex Jones did a show. You're going to hear me mention him and G.G. Jung the most. And today, and a little bit of Russell Brand, who's a British podcaster, was an actor. Love his movies, by the way. The dude is hilarious. But Russell Brand did a two-part show with Alex Jones. I've never been much of an Alex Jones fan. Alex Jones has been around forever, over 30 years. Was a huge podcaster, got in some legal trouble because establishments attacked him, you know, just like they're attacking Elon, just like they're attacking Russell Brand, just like they're attacking some of these other big name people, like they tried to attack Joe Rogan, who fought his way out somehow, just like they're attacking Donald Trump, which we'll get to that in a minute. Donald Trump, you know, he's a smart guy, he's a good guy, but there is definitely a lot of energy around him that is very interesting. And I'm not going to necessarily say it's Luciferian energy, but it could very easily turn into that. It's weird. It's really weird. And we'll get to that in a little bit. Actually, I have a notepad in front of me. I want to write down, don't forget to mention Trump. As you know, I do this show on the fly. I have five bullet points here to address and to talk about, and I just added a six. So anyway, back to the Luciferian energy. First, let's talk about why Lucifer fell. Okay, so he separated, he tried to overthrow God, separated himself from God. Big no-no, God kicks his ass. I think a couple of the angels were the ones that actually threw him out, according to legend. So, and one of the things Lucifer thought he could do, he was encouraged by four other Satans. I've mentioned this, there are five Satans, Lucifer being the fifth. And it's an interesting parallel if you've watched Star Wars, where you have like the Sith and the Emperor. You know, like the Sith would be someone that is, you know, or Darth Vader is someone that's consumed by the Luciferian energy. And Lucifer and Ahriman and Zoroth are like the emperors, you know, of the movie, even though there was only one emperor in the movie. So there were four others at the time that encouraged Satan. They're basically like, dude, if you want to overthrow God, you have to harness this negative energy. You have to create a balance, and you have to create a duality, and that's how you overthrow God. He was encouraged by that. He's like, oh, okay, you know, that makes sense. God doesn't have that, because God knows better, first of all. That's just the truth. So anyway, this idiot tries to harness and balance this duality, this light and darkness. You hear all the time, you know, we all have darkness. Balance this, balance that. We're dual beings. Blah, blah, blah. No, Satan wants you to be a dual being. He wants you to be like him. You know, that's how it starts. We're not dual beings. We're a being directly connected to God. There's no duality. There's no individuality. There's a oneness, a complete connection. That's where people are fucking up. No fucking duality. This is what got Satan kicked out. This is why he got his ass kicked. Because when he started harnessing that energy, it lowered his vibrational frequency. Honestly, he would have had a better shot staying the way he was if he wanted to overthrow God. It actually lowered his vibrational frequency and got his ass kicked by a couple angels that had a higher frequency, basically. That's how that goes. All because he thought he could balance duality and use light and dark to overthrow God. And you can't use anything dark to attack something so good and such a high vibration. You don't, even though these beings, these Satans and this Luciferian energy is very strong, and it's going to be very hard for us to deal with and to overcome, it is so weak compared to the higher frequencies that are out there. And they know that, and that's why they hide in the dark, and that's why they do everything in stealth mode, and that's why they get so pissed when you show up at their door and say, hey, I need that fourth name, by the way. Yeah, that's not a good idea, by the way. So that is why he fell. It's important to know why he fell, you know, because we hear this stuff every day, the yin and yang, the duality, balance the light and dark. No, don't balance shit. Tell dark to go take a hike with God. Raise your vibration frequency, be a high elevation, the light, one, goodness, that's it. No duality. It's retarded. That whole thing needs to go away. And Gigi Young and Alex Jones will probably disagree with me on this. They'll probably say, you know, that's just how humans are created, and, you know, we have to learn to harness it, we have to learn to balance it, you know, we have to, yes, sure, overcome it, but it's a part of ourself. No, it's a part of the Luciferian energy, bottom line, period. Is it in every person? It's an energy. So when we walk outside, we are energy beings. We're constantly walking through the light, through everything God has created, and you're constantly walking through the asshole's energy that floats around thinking he's the next best thing to God. So that is why people, energies are mixed with that. You can push it out, is what I'm trying to tell you. You can push it out and just maintain a high vibrational frequency and eventually get so high that the duality part, the dark part, can't even touch you. It can't even look at you. This is something Jesus did. Muhammad, some of these great, the Buddhas, you know, Buddha, some of these great people you've heard about, that's what they were able to do. And that's why they seemed like gods, because they were at such a high frequency that evil could not touch them. I know Jesus was persecuted and killed, but he did allow that to happen. Not only did he allow it to happen, he knew they were coming. He knew they were coming. He told everybody they were coming. He told everybody not to do anything, to let them take him, and that he was going to be killed. He told them it was going to happen. There's a reason he wanted to go through the process. So that is why Jesus was able to be killed. If it wasn't for that, he was at such a high frequency, they couldn't have touched him unless he allowed it, and he allowed it for a reason. So that's very important to know. So don't get caught up with this bullshit of duality and balance. It's a crock of shit that Lucifer wants everybody to think. And yeah, there's some smart, good people out there, very good, honest people that think you're supposed to balance and you're light and dark, you know? You're not. That's all I can tell you. So anyway, Alex Jones talked about it. G.G. Jung talked about Luciferian energy. They both did shows about it. Excuse me. And Alex Jones, I liked his you know, kind of explanation about it, you know, because it hit home with me. And I told you back in some later podcasts, you know, I made millions of dollars, I had all these women, I had all, you know, all this money, I was all, you know, I traveled the world. So let's get to the Luciferian energy, shall we? So Luciferian energy starts off very simple, and it's very easy to be consumed and to let Luciferian energy in. We all want to be successful. We all want to be liked. We all want to be popular. I mean, I told you, I walked into restaurants, people already knew what I wanted to drink, and they already had a table waiting on me, like I was some kind of movie star or something. This is Luciferian energy. So how it starts is a lot of people actually become successful all on their own, just by being good people and connecting with God and coming up with crafty ideas and tapping into the quantum field, whether they realize it or not, and just creating ideas and turning them into reality. And that's what entrepreneurs do, and I've always been an entrepreneur. And then when you get successful, this energy floats around and it makes you think that you need it, and you don't even really realize it. So Luciferian energy is, I'm going to explain this, you know, and say, well, that's these people aren't evil. Some of these people, there are some good people. When I start explaining this, there are some good people that have these qualities, but there is a fine line. And just because you think someone's a good person, and even if you see these people every day, that doesn't mean you know everything about them. Okay, and if they are good to you, great, you know, great, and I hope they are. But that doesn't mean you know everything about it. You can be married to a person and still not know everything about them, unfortunately. You know, people hide things, they really do. So you have to be able to pay attention to the signs. It's something Lucifer hates it when you talk about. So Luciferian energy is that, it's that popular energy where you walk in a room, everybody likes you. You got the money, you got the girls. Like Steve, how the hell did you go home with this girl last night? I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. Like, you are a magnet of fame and success. I mean, a magnet. You don't have to be Taylor Swift, you know, who clearly as the Luciferian energy. You don't have to, you know, be this famous movie or rock star. You can be a normal person and be consumed by it. That's the whole point. So you'll have all this stuff. You'll have houses and cars and money and women and just be fucking partying, right? You're gonna be having a good time. But eventually turns dark. And eventually turns destructive. You only get really a good few years out of it, to be honest with you, and that's the part of it working on your That's the deception part of it, working on your soul internally and working on your heart internally and just secretly consuming it. Because when you get consumed, you don't realize the stuff you're doing until after the fact. That's why, you know, a lot of religions talk about, you know, repenting and you know, a re-cleansing of the soul, going back to whatever religion you study and practice that and be and reconnecting with God. And then you look back and you're like, damn, what the hell was that? And why did I do that? It is one of the most destructive things you will ever, ever see on this planet. And you'll have all this fame and all this money and all these people and friends and cars and shit. And the next thing you know, you're breaking hearts. You know, you're having abortions. You're causing wars. You're shutting down companies. You're running people's lives. You're firing them. You're getting rid of jobs. You're cutting jobs. You start destroying shit. And you kind of enjoy it. It's weird, and you don't even realize it. And you will destroy everything that you have built at the end of the day. And it will completely consume you and wipe you out. And that's what it wants to do. It's like, this person's good. This person has a shot at not only being good, but spreading the word of God. And we're just going to wipe this motherfucker out. It is an attack on human beings. It's a spiritual attack. And that's what Lucifer is doing. And that is what his energy will attack you and will try to consume you over and over again. Over and over again. It doesn't matter how many times you run away and get rid of it, escape it. It keeps coming. Period. And it will come and keep coming until it is finally wiped off the face of this earth, which is what Revelations and Tribulation is the purpose of that. So Alex Jones brought up a very interesting point about Trump. He said, I like Trump. Trump's a born-again Christian. But he has some very Luciferian characteristics. And he does, you know. I mean, any billionaire would. You don't become a billionaire, I'm sorry, by doing things the right way. You start out that way, first of all, you really do. And you start out meaning well, but you eventually start monopolizing, manipulating rules and regulations and kicking everybody out and taking it all for yourself. And that is how billionaires are created, period. Whether you agree with it or not, that's how every billionaire has a monopoly on something. Every millionaire has bent and, manipulated rules and regulations and laws and made it to where you can't do it. I mean, that's just how it works. So Trump has some, he said, that's what scares him the most, is Trump has some very Luciferian energy characteristics around him. And both Gigi Young and Alex Jones claim they're clairvoyants, psychics, empaths, whatever. Don't really care if they are or not. Personally, that's great if they are. So he says what scares him the most is he can see these characteristics, but he can't see Trump. And what that means is that if you are an empath or a psychic or a clairvoyant, is you're able to, like, see inside people. You're basically able to see, you know, their energies, their thoughts, their actions, if they're good intentions or not, you know. And he said he can't see. It's blocked. So something is clearly around him trying, maybe even just trying to get in. Maybe it's not in, you know. I'm not trying to throw the guy. I've never met the man. Never met the man. All I know is what little I read about him in his own books and in his own and news and other shit, but I know nothing about the gentleman, so I can't sit here and discredit him. He's very successful. I'm sure he's a wonderful father. His kids really do seem to love him. You know, he's been married a bunch of times, but when you get that kind of money, I told you, Luciferian energy, you destroy shit. So he's fought it. He's dealt with it. I don't know if it's still there. I would literally, like, kind of like Alex Jones, I'd have to go meet the guy. I'd have to be in a certain proximity. I don't got to touch anybody or shake their hand. I just got to be, you know, I don't know, in the same building, And I would be able to tell you right away. And with that energy, it would be able to spot me right away as well. So clairvoyance empaths aren't really allowed in the room very, very often, unless it's accidentally. And then they're often escorted out. I've been escorted out of several places, especially with the billionaires I ran up on in Florida. Man, I got there. Not only did I get past their first security, who was really good, they sent the big gun. I eventually ran into the security of all security, and that was, to say the least, very interesting. They wanted me out because these billionaires, why? I'm going to tell you, these billionaires have Luciferian energy in them. And when I was in that room, they were like, there is something not right, because they were scared. Period. Because Luciferian energy is fear. It's anger. It's all that stuff. All that stuff, Yoda talks about on the dark side, if you're watching a Star Wars clip. That's all this shit is. So it's chicken shit is what it is. But I dealt with them. So I'm still here. And I got up, and I always get up. No matter how hard everything tries to knock me down, I get up, whether it's physically or spiritually. And there's been some physical attacks, let me tell you. And I still stood up and said, brushed it off, healed up, and kept talking shit. But anyway, so the interview with Russell Brand and Alex Jones was just very good. And he's got a book coming out. I've never read any of Alex Jones' books before. I'm not even promoting it, but I am going to be honest with you. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to read it. Because I felt in the interview it was enough when he discussed the Luciferian energy and things that he's done in the past and things that he's overcome. He's clearly trying to do something right. He's clearly realized his past mistakes, and he's really trying to move past that. And I was like, I kind of want to hear what he has to say. I respect that. I think we both as people have overcome a lot, and I think we're both trying to do things, to just help people. And so it's going to encourage me to read his book as well. So you'll see that. You'll see the interview with him and Russell Brand. He talks about, how the elite are trying to overthrow, the globe, and they want to create this digital currency. They want the transhumanism, biological attacks with COVID, how all this stuff is planned. Everything's planned out. They're behind schedule. That's why you're seeing this big rush and this big mess. Blah, 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 blah. Gigi Young talks about it too, just in a different way. Alex Jones talks about it, and the reason why I'm encouraging you to check this link out when I post it, he talks about it in more of a materialistic way, to where Gigi Young talks about the exact same thing in more of a spiritual way. So I like both, because not everyone, for whatever reason, understands the full spirituality side. So they're going to grasp the materialistic side more. And some people really know the spirituality side, so they'll understand that more than the more materialistic side. So, that's kind of why I'm going to be putting both links. And even though Gigi talks about, she did a whole show over Luciferian energy, the link I'm going to post is going to be about Ahriman and transhumanism, which we'll get to in a minute. But like I said, the Luciferian energy, it's big, it's real, it's attacking people. And Alex Jones is trying to warn people about it, trying to educate people about it. The elite is running around the globe today. You've seen all the chaos, you've seen all the wars. We've all heard about central bank digital currency. But what's your notice? Have you guys not noticed? Watch the world news. And it's hard to do because, yes, corporate, it's all corporate media. Any news outlet you watch is only information fed to you that they want you to know. They're not telling you the truth. They're trying to mislead you. And that's exactly where they're failing. Because if you watch the world news, it doesn't matter if you're in the UK, if you're in America, if you're in South America, like Argentina, it's been big lately, right? Doesn't matter if you're in China, it doesn't matter if you're in Russia, it doesn't matter if you're in Ukraine, Africa, name a country or a continent. You see the left versus the right. You see everyone saying that their rights are being violated. You see digital currencies everywhere being implemented. You see these COVID breakdowns and digital IDs. You see the same story in every single country. Go watch it for yourself. You see the exact same story, left versus right. All these people's rights are being violated. Now all of a sudden, magically, the Palestinians are everywhere around the globe. Like literally, like overnight, there's Palestinians everywhere in every country. So they were sent there purposely as a distraction. All this crap is a big distraction to, they're telling you what they're doing, but they're distracting you so much that you don't even realize that they're implementing digital IDs, transhumanism, DNA injections that change and alter your DNA because God created your DNA. They want to change it. And they're also wanting to control your money because that's how they got into power. And if you quit giving them money, they lose everything. This whole thing could end today if people drew all their money out of the bank and stopped shopping at all these stores around the world to give these people money. And hey, it would affect your life. It would affect every man, woman, and child's life if we did that. And that's why people aren't doing it, and that's why they know they have you. But if you withdrew all your money and quit spending it today, worldwide, every person, the whole system collapses, and you have won. Period. Now they want to control your money. They want to program it. They're going to program it. They're going to keep control of it. And then you can only spend it on what they want you to spend it on. You can't get anything else. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a digital ID, you can't even spend that. You can't even get it, which is exactly what's talked about in Revelation, which we'll get to in a minute. So, everything Alex Jones's is book talks about is this elite's plan to take you over and make you a slave, and they are doing it each and every day. Right now, as we speak, you're like, oh, that will never happen. You all sit here magically think someone's going to come save you, like Jesus is going to come out of the cloud. No, that's not how this works. You save yourself. The reason why Revelation is so bloody and so brutal and there's tribulation, it does say Christ returns. It's the Christ consciousness. And the Christ consciousness is going to be in as many people as it can be, but it's going to be in especially in the 144,000, the saints that try to stop Ahriman and Lucifer. They're the ones that are harnessing the Christ consciousness. And that's why this is being attacked on a global scale. That's why they want to change everybody's DNA. They want to control everybody's money because they are trying, they know the 144 are here and are still coming. And they have got to change the DNA to stop them. But it won't work because God's not going to allow it to happen. At the end of the day, that the 144 are protected. They will always be protected. Some of them will not make it through the tribulation. Some of them actually will. So they're pretty unstoppable, and the elite know they're here, and they are freaking terrified, and they are scrambling. Because the Christ consciousness has returned to this earth, and it is going to fuck up everything that they have spent hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, working on. And it's going to fuck it up bad. You can't stop the 144. You try to put them in a jail cell, they will literally vanish in the night. Just vanish. You cannot stop them. And they are fucking terrified of that. So they are scrambling big time. And that's why you're another reason why you're seeing a push for all of this. So G.G. Young explains the Ahriman Antichrist, and the reason why I like that show is she talks about electricity a little bit, and she did a whole show about electricity and the mystery of electricity, which is a whole nother show. I don't have that link, but I posted this link because she briefly talks about it, and maybe it will encourage you to know more. But she clearly says, look, we don't understand what electricity really is. And it's an entity itself. You know, it's an energy that has been here forever that humans have brought back. A long time ago, if you created electricity, you were killed. You know, we've all read about that. People burned at the stakes. You were a witch. The devil's in you. Blah blah blah. Yeah, man. Because it fucking really is the devil. So anyway. The reason why I posted the link is it really caught my attention because she said, she talked about the wars that are going on right now. And she said, the reason why you're seeing the wars right now is there's got to be a lot of bloodshed in order to bring the Antichrist, who she refers to as Ahriman, who's one of the five Satans, in order to incarnate him. And that's what these elite forces are trying to do. See, the elite forces, they don't think this is all bad. They want to live forever. They want to keep their money and power. They're consumed by that Luciferian energy. These entities work together, obviously. They're the five Satans. Which, interesting, the Lord of the Rings kind of depicts with those five evil kings. Those are the five Satans. And no, that's not their names. They don't want you to know their names, because once you know their names, you can get down on your knees and you can pray specifically towards that energy. So you will be throwing Christ consciousness specifically at that energy, and that pisses them off. It's like walking up to a bear and shooting it with a 12-gauge shotgun. Okay, you can't kill a bear with a 12-gauge shotgun. It's going to turn around and just fucking attack you. So, but that's what happens when you find out their names and you pray. It's like you hit them and they turn around like, what? Who the fuck is this? Get rid of this asshole. So, and it could be bad, because if you know all the names, you can open the wrong door, and you could be consumed by all five Satans, and you would not make it. It would probably be pretty nasty, most likely, and extremely terrifying, because they are the definition of evil, which is why I would never reveal the other two names, which I still do not know. I actually tried to get the fourth one last night, and it went extremely bad. But so what she does is she said this war in Israel that's going on basically talks about we're going to eventually be sending troops there. We all know it. I mean, we're not stupid. We see it. We're gearing up. We're behind in our numbers. We might go to war with China. Israel's having problems. Blah, blah, blah. So there's going to be a big war fought over there really, really soon. Because that's where, if you read the Bible and Revelation, that's where the Antichrist is supposed to spawn from, because there's a secret site there. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing these attacks on where these Palestinians are, because that site is there. It's in there. And in order to incarnate, these elites have to get in there. They have to take over that land to finish incarnating Ahriman. And the Palestinians, I mean, some of them know it, but some of them are like, these guys are just trying to take our land. That's really why they're fighting, you know. And some of them know the spiritual significance of it. And that's why some of those people are fighting. Same with the Israelis, you know. The Israelis think that the Palestinians shouldn't be there to begin with, and it's their land and it's their sacred right and their duty to protect it, and they're going in and trying to take it, right or wrong. You know, they believe that they are the chosen The Bible does say that. And they believe that they should be protecting the site, the sacred site. At the end of the day, the elites want to get in there and reincarnate Ahriman and bring the Antichrist onto the world. She claims it's going to happen. Now, what's interesting is her and Alex Jones both throw out a similar number. She says, you know, it's just a war. It's going to be fought. We're going to keep evolving. We're going to get through it. You know, Alex Jones kind of hints at the same thing. They both say humanity is going to be around like 7,500 some years, you know. And what's interesting is Nostradamus, if you read some of his stuff, he predicted the fall of humanity. Humans will not exist anymore after like 7,800 some odd years of existence. So they all three throw out a similar number. And clearly, you know, if you're looking at today's time, you know, we've only been around a few thousand years, you know, according to what we know, right? So they're saying, you know, and you know, basically over 7,500 years of human existence, the humans will eventually no longer cease to exist. They've all three confirmed that. They all three believe that. They all three think that that's what that's how humanity comes to an end. Also in Revelation, it talks about, okay, you know, Christ consciousness is going to return and we're going to wipe everything out, reset everything, and then I'm going to recreate humans or bring humans back or however God does it. I don't know how he does it. And they're going to live in this kingdom age where everything's like the Garden of Eden again. But first I have to destroy everything on the planet. And Nostradamus, G.G. Young, and Alex Jones all say that's around 7,500, 7,800 years. Okay. Let's say they're right. Let's say humanity ceased to exist after that time frame, whatever it is, 7,000, 8,000 years. Okay. Revelation's supposed to happen. There's supposed to be the 7 years of tribulation. We've seen all the signs. We've heard all the stories, right? We're seeing it now. Oh, this is it. This is the mark of the beast. This is what the Bible was talking about. Well, what's very interesting is I believe it was Russell Brand again. I saved the link, thank goodness. I'm going to try to find it, and I'm going to post it. He found a gentleman in Boulder, Colorado, who talks about the 12 senses. You're going to love this one. So remember what I just said. Let's say G.G., Alex Jones, and Nostradamus are correct about their timeline of humans no longer existing after 75 to 7,800 years. This gentleman says human beings have 12 senses and they've been manipulated, hidden from us, and attacked, you know, like with the fluoride in water, with certain vaccines, you know, they've been attacked all throughout antiquity. And each, you know, so many hundreds of thousands of years, if you will, each sense is attacked. And he said this COVID outbreak is an example. It attacked. One of the things you lost was your sense of smell and taste, right? So it was attacking those senses. And he said that also they're injecting the, you know, they're approving the COVID vaccine for all these small children because what does it do? It messes with the sense of smell. And that's how a baby detects its mother and father. It doesn't see very good at first. It uses its sense of smell. So by injecting these children with the vaccine, it's going to the children are going to lose their sense of smell. It's one of the senses they're going to lose. The goal is to ultimately take over all 12 senses. We're only down. We only got 5 left. You know, the world famous, what is it? Hearing, touch, smell, see, and taste. Those are the ones we have left. He said there's 7 more. They've been attacked all through humanity. Guess how long he said that's been going on for? 8,000 years. And he explains, and again, I post the link, he explains, you know, which specific elite organization attacked this sense and which one attacked this sense and how if we had all 12 senses, the things we could do. We'd be, you know, in a way it would kind of be like God-like. That's how God created us with these senses. And that's how we were communicating one-on-one with God, and that's why they were attacked. Let's just say the gentleman is correct. And this has been going on for 8,000 years to present time. Well, then we just fucking fell into the 75 to 7800 time frame that GG and Alex Nostradamus was talking about. And then this would definitely mean this is the revelation, that this is the great tribulation that was mentioned. And it would definitely explain why the saints are here. Again, I don't know if they're all here or not, but I know some of them are. It's clear as day. And this is why people are the same message. That's where you're seeing the pushbacks and the wars and the hurrying up of the incarnations and the hurrying up of the vaccines and the more pandemics that are coming and everything you've ever read about in Revelation with the mark of the beast and the wars and the famines and the plagues and everything is here right now because this has been going on for over 7,500 years. So yes, in my earlier podcast, I said I was not ready to declare tribulation and revelation yet. I am fully 100% ready to let you know right now, not to scare any of you, but to let you know right now that this is exactly the tribulation and the revelation that was spoken about in the Bible. Period. G.G. Young is correct. They are trying to reincarnate the Antichrist, and Alex Jones is correct about a global elite organization trying to take over humanity and create this one world system. We are indeed in Revelation. This is indeed tribulation, and the saints are here. So, I promised I'd talk more about Trump, but I'm out of time. It's 51 minutes. We can talk about Trump another day. I'm going to do a whole show on the 12 senses because it's a fascinating topic and let you guys, I want to find some more research on it. I want to find some scientific research on it. I want to find some other things. So maybe this guy in Boulder claims he can help people unlock them. I think people can unlock them themselves. And I think you need to know they exist first of all. In order to unlock anything, you need to know it's there. So I'm going to bring you that information. I'm going to find it. I'm going to bring it to you so you can start researching the 12 senses on your own and unlocking all your senses on their own. So I greatly appreciate you all listening today. And don't be scared. Just because it's revelation and tribulation doesn't mean that we don't die. I mean, this world will get wiped out. I mean, I know it sounds weird. You're like, Steve, that's fucking scary. No. We don't die, okay? All I can tell you is you'll see. It's really the only peace of mind I can give you. Some of you all are gonna be freaked out, scared, terrified, whatever, but you need to try to overcome it because I'm telling you right now, you don't die, okay? Trust me, been there, done that, and I'm still here, right? So anyway, but you need to be aware of what's going on and why. And that's why they're bringing the Antichrist back. They are doing everything Revelation talked about. I encourage you all to go read it. They're creating a one world system. They will succeed. Christ consciousness is here and they're going to fight. And this whole place is going to go kaboom. It has to go away. This has to end. Because one of the reasons. Let me tell you one of the reasons before I go. If today we were to wipe out all the evil spirits and all the elite organizations, which they're all gone, we wiped them out, we won, woo. Look at everything we have discovered and over and look at everything. Look at all the murders and abortions that we know how to do and writing and spells and just look at all the stuff we know, cloning and gene manipulation, eugenics, and just like look at all this stuff we know. It all has to go. You can't take this stuff with you to the next level. It has to go away. So there's only one way. But hold on. It's hard to talk about, but we will drink my coffee. We will talk more about it later. So I do thank you all for listening and have a great day.